so fucking ready.
Don't I'm not going to talk this podcast.
This one, you're off taking this one off.
I just want to see if you guys can bring up something I give a fuck about.
Oh.
You're going to find out very quickly whether or not we give a fuck if we bring up something that you give a fuck about.
Yeah.
All right. I'm waiting. You said very quickly, so.
Yeah, very quickly.
Let's find out if you guys care. I'm not going to talk until you guys say something that I care about, like koalas, indigenous peoples, and like we are the world. Remember when they did that?
Remember when you said you weren't going to talk on this podcast and you kept talking?
Remember, you know, all those things?
I don't remember that.
I got one of the things you were talking about. I started a new UFO book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty fucking excited about it. What? It's UFO and like for like 21st century mind. Like it just lays out all the evidence that we have so far.
Yeah.
And I'm almost into chapter two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, I think we're going to get it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's legit, dude.
Does the guy have a curly mustache, the author?
I don't know. I can't see him. All I see is his cover art.
You didn't look at the back cover?
No, it's an audiobook.
Oh.
I'm listening.
Were there coupons in it for snake oil?
No snake oil.
Okay. Were there coupons in it for iodine?
No iodine either. There was one, a 30% off a bottle of laudanum.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So maybe it's just an old book.
Yeah.
But it said 21st century.
What's the book about?
It's about UFOs.
Like what specifically about?
I don't know, motherfucker. I only told you I'm only into chapter two right now. Right now he's talking about.
You read the title, right?
Yeah. Right now it's talking about UFOs and possible things in scripture in the Bible that have been could be tied to UFOs, and he's laying out the ones that are the most compatible and the ones that are like this was probably this, and it's just like his opinion, but he is laying out like the factual shit that's on it right now, and he's doing more archaeological type shit right now, which is pretty neat. Yeah, and the dude's dry as fuck. It's kind of boring if I'm going to shoot you straight.
Do you remember any of the scripture?
Ezekiel was the last one he did, and that's
he was like, "Whoa, what's
mind.
That?"
Mm-hmm. And Ezekiel was like, "Do you see that flying dish?"
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that flying bowl?
Somebody's wife was mad. That's all that was.
Yeah, that could have been the case.
Well, they weren't in Italy yet, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No Italians were.
No,
they didn't.
No.
They were thinking about
being
Italian.
Dude, there's Romans.
Yeah, but they weren't
ultimate Italians.
They were thinking about being it.
That's why you guys are all cockies, because you guys had the Romans.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we did rule for quite a while.
A long time.
Yeah,
you guys had quite the empire.
You guys and the Greeks, both of you, have that false sense of fucking
Greeks
cockiness.
Look down on us. I'll tell you that.
They do?
Probably. I would.
You would?
What do you mean?
Isn't a Greece
That's
an island?
That's what the Bible was based on.
Isn't Greece an island?
No, Greece is a peninsula.
Peninsula. What's the island? Crete off of there, and what else?
Sicily.
Is Sicily off of Greece?
Yeah.
No, it's off of
Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the
islands. Oh, you're talking about
islands off of Greece.
Oh, I don't know what the islands off of Greece are.
Because Greece is a peninsula?
Greece is a peninsula, and then there's like
and
a bunch of islands
And then
off
Italy's
of
a peninsula. It's two peninsulas, like warring peninsulas. Could you imagine?
Pretty far away.
Not by ballistic missile standards.
Yeah, but Greece had all the gods.
That's true.
Yeah, but then none of
but
them.
But one fucking
it.
One cruise missile through Mount Vesuvius, and it's like game over. Is Vesuvius there?
Listening to the Bible on audiobook recently?
Yeah,
not kidding.
No, I don't. I'm, so I wasn't laughing at
both
you.
Both of you kind of laughed and looked away from your mics, and that's the reason a lot of people are afraid to do what I'm doing right now. Is speaking out about what I've been learning.
Through the Bible?
Yeah.
Which one you got? You got the Gideons, the St. James? Is it a hotel Bible?
No. Audiobook. It's a British guy. I only
listen.
If a British guy tells me something, I can
okay.
listen. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I changed my Siri voice to a British guy.
Are you
That's
sure? Right. Is this for the Anglican Church?
Douglas Murray.
Is it an Anglican Bible?
It's the good one.
The
St.
James
one.
Bible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the
King
British
James
one.
Bible, the British one.
I mean, I don't think a British guy's going to be reading
the little St. James
Indian Bible.
Yeah.
The little
I think
St.
you should, I mean, as an Italian, you should probably have the Catholic one. As an Italian-Irish guy, you should probably have the Catholic Bible.
It's very good.
Is it?
A lot of
Where you at? Are you past Genesis? Or is it all
I've
New Testament?
Through the New. I want to see what these guys are about. Luke.
He 2X'd Genesis.
I listened to it in between Christopher Hitchens' lectures, just to confuse my entire brain.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I do too. Like, I'll go to
bed. Do you really? Do you listen to Christopher Hitchens' lectures?
I love Christopher Hitchens. We can get going on.
You're
that
so thing. Intense, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm so such a bad boy.
You're so intense.
I'm such a bad boy. I'll go on the way to church. I'll listen to Christopher Hitchens.
Wait, early Hitchens or late Hitchens?
The one that he doesn't believe in God and says women aren't
that's,
funny.
That's that, both no. early. That's both early and late. But there's a big difference between early Hitchens and late Hitchens.
Is there? He seemed pretty.
Yeah, consistent. Cancer Hitchens was a little bit different.
Cancer Hitchens nice. Was pretty right wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and really anti-Muslim.
Yeah,
really anti-Muslim.
Yeah, well, I don't
like
know
he was anti-Muslim. Old Hitchens was pretty anti-everybody. Well, but he went real hard anti-Muslim well,
old,
right old, before he
old
died.
Old Hitchens was like anti-everybody, but not like in a racist way. Just more so like people suck. But contrarian. Then like, old Hitchens was just like, no. These specific people should be removed from the planet.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, because he was so articulate, like, you'd listen to him, and you'd be like, I mean, he's got some valid points.
You know, he's so posh.
Dude, that's the whole thing. People are, like, hyper-articulate and British, and, like, it's like dude, that's a manipulation technique. I'm easily sold. I fucking sell me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I'm just like, yeah, I guess we need to take all the people in that specific region and do something terrible to them. No, but that's the whole thing, like, with Christopher Hitchens, he never came with any kind of, like, solution. He was just a talker.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he ever presented anything that was
yeah.
a formidable solution to what could.
He was a contrarian. So if people were saying God is great all mm-hmm. over the place, his whole book yeah. was God is not great yeah. type of thing.
Well, but I mean.
That was literally the title of his book.
Yeah, but everybody knows the fucking solution to like all the problems. It's just like it's
Wait
not
a minute.
Fucking
Wait,
possible.
Let's back up on that statement. That was yeah. great. That was a pretty crazy statement.
No, everybody knows what the fucking solution is.
What's the solution?
Killing rich people. But it's not, like, possible.
I didn't think you had the balls to say it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And I'm kind of...
I actually, that's just not what I thought you were going to say.
I feel like a leader just emerged right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I could
I bet you that's something that Obama mm-hmm. said back in, like, 1996 or something like
he
that.
He said it... No, he said it in... what was he ran in 2004, right? 2004 and 2008. Yeah. He said it in 2004, but then as soon as he won, he, like... became a
rich person.
Yeah.
Dude. Mm-hmm. If you could kill a rich person and their money would pop up from their body like Grand Theft Auto, then I'm in.
Oh, dude, could you imagine?
I hate to say it, but mm-hmm. I probably on one of these bad days I've had in mm-hmm. the past 10, 12 years, mm-hmm. you know, I might have just saw a guy
yeah.
and heard that he was worth a couple billion.
Yeah.
And just fucking sliced his Achilles
tendons. You know what? You know what else? Basement. You know what else is very funny? Like when you say rich people.
Yeah.
And like someone who's like worth like $600,000 gets mm-hmm. offended. It's like, bitch, you're not rich.
Yeah,
shut the fuck
rich.
Up.
Yeah, that's no, not rich.
You fucking poor bitch. Get out of my face.
Even if you have like a second
they
home.
They are to me, but yeah.
That's rich to me.
That's rich to me, but like
but
you're
that's
not rich.
That's not rich.
I wouldn't kill you.
Yeah.
You can't, no. like, at $600,000, you can maybe hire one mercenary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
maybe. But then you're poor. You're yeah. poor. You hire one mercenary.
The mercenaries get paid like $500,000.
That's what I'm saying. You hire one mercenary, you are poor now.
Yeah. Think about that, though. $500,000 just to go out there and do some mercenary-ass shit?
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty fucking fair deal.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, that $500,000, we might be fucking ridiculously dumb thinking that they might only make like $35,000. You know what I mean? These guys might be doing it for fucking like day wage jobs for all I know.
These guys just went to trade school. Yeah, they went to mercenary
trade
school.
They've been working HVAC for fucking 14 years since the first Persian Gulf.
Well, you have that. That's the stuff. You have to like that. There's like a secret program.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever finishes top of their class in trade school gets pulled into some kind of mercenary.
It's like a weird Top Gun type
shit. Because they're like, because you have like covert fucking skills now. We can send you into a building as an HVAC guy.
Yeah. I bet the smallest ones are the most desirable, the ones that can do ductwork type shit.
Yeah,
like
the ones
crawling
that can kill people with
nail guns.
They're basically like tunnel rats.
Just a bunch of Asian HVAC guys. Hanging
I
out
had a feeling you're going to go there.
Hanging out in Langley.
I was thinking little white guys personally.
HVAC.
HVAC. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, going to get that furnace fixed.
But one thing in the Bible that they won't stop saying
mm-hmm.
is, for truly I say unto you.
For truly I say unto you.
Which is like...
Because usually I lie.
It's a lot of...
No, dude. For real this time?
For real this time.
For real this time.
Yeah, for like, truly.
I'm not... Come on. I know I said a lot of things, but for truly I say to you.
Yeah, that's basically like I'm not bullshitting this time for real.
Chris Angel is going to be almost as good as me. That's Leviticus 4.
You ever heard of the Jeffersonian Bible?
Jefferson rewrote
Thomas, it? Well, he just took a knife to it and just took out all of the mysticism and all. Yeah, and it ended up being like, you know, like 111 pages or something like that.
Really?
You know, yeah, but he took out a lot of the shit that was, he took out everything that was like mystical and just really just broke it down to like Christ teachings type thing. Like, let's just say God's a real guy and then he was crucified. And then it's just like, it's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
People say they read that and they're like, wow, man, that's like a much cleaner fucking version of Christianity. You know, his whole point was to knock out the mysticism.
Hitchens did the same thing.
Did he really?
For the Ten Commandments. He did his own Ten Commandments. So he really did. Have you seen that for Vanity Fair?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
It was tremendous, dude.
Was it?
Yeah. He was like, the first two make no sense. It's all vain. A vain God being like, I'm the only
one. And then the third one was, don't get high in your own supply.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was fourth, actually.
I keep looking at this one, this lemon head here, mm-hmm. the one that's got like, it's like attached.
It's a mutant.
There's like two of them. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like when you crack an egg and there's two yolks in there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we left it up on top. It was more of a showpiece than anything else. Someone will be brave enough to
take
something
it. I noticed when looking at the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is no stealing.
Yeah.
Even Hitchens was like, that's a good one.
Do you have the Ten Commandments in your phone in separate notes?
I got 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this note.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is no stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Any objections?
No. Okay. I don't. I'm good with that. Actually, number you know five. What? No, check that.
Okay.
Like, I feel like you should be able to kill rich people and have their money pop up and steal
that. Yeah, I was going to say, I think you can. I think you're allowed to steal from rich people.
Well, then let's forget about that.
I think there should
be
a 10th commandment. There should be an 11th commandment or something like that that, like, defines what.
Like how rich?
Or actually, let's get rid of the first two and just set the first one of being like, this is what a rich person is.
Yeah.
And that can be on a digital digital number.
Yeah.
Always has to be digital because it has to go up with inflation or
take
down.
Take what you make annually, multiply it by 3 million.
Yeah.
And
it's like, it's a similar calculation to figuring out if you're too old or young to date someone.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And we can also base politicians on it. But anyways, what's the Josh should not steal. I agree.
Number five. That's thought it was funny that number five is it's thou shall not covet thy neighbor's mule, wife,
mm-hmm.
donkey,
mm-hmm.
house, mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
And covet, if you look it up, means like to think
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
So like number four is don't steal the person's shit.
Yeah.
And number five is like
don't
matter
even
fact,
think about it.
Don't even fucking think about that shit.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah. Yeah, dude. Even if you're thinking about it, that's bad fucking news. Yeah, that's good. No, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. The Muslims are going to hate it.
Funny.
They don't know the Bible.
You know what? Nobody cares anymore. Nobody believes in the
It'll
Bible
probably do great
anymore.
In Texas.
That's the problem, probably.
What are you talking about? The Bible's got a fucking big-time resurgence.
Huge
right
resurgence
Does
right
it?
Now. Yes,
yeah,
dude. The whole country is Christian nationalist.
You're not fucking paying attention?
The whole country is Christian nationalist,
and I don't know
why.
I'm like a slave, kind of.
Well, it's a know-your-enemy scenario.
I just feel the environment. I kind of sniff around, and I feel like people are reading the Bible. So I'm like, let's see
what they're... Can I give you an alternative option or perhaps a follow-up after you finish?
You're going to say the Quran?
Absolutely not. The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Okay, I got
because
it.
Because I feel like right now you're starting to apply one of his practices of knowing thy enemy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You with me on that?
Oh, that's how you think.
Yeah, dude. I always think, I only think in terms of Art of War. And so I live my life by Sun Tzu.
That's right.
You know, I became a Buddhist. You guys all know that when I became a Buddhist. And then I stopped being Buddhist.
Yeah,
and because they were always asking for money.
Well,
that's not what Buddha wanted.
That was the period in your life where you had the ponytail.
Yeah,
but like you were still bald.
Yeah,
you
I was
just
on
had the
bald
ponytail.
Long tail. We call it the Uncle Bob.
Yeah.
You made a lot of money as a Buddhist.
I did okay.
You kind of looked like Tung Po from kickboxing.
I looked a lot like Tung Po. Yeah, I wasn't as fit, but you know, I went with the same outfit. But they're just, you know, money hungry. All those Buddhists, everyone knows that. You know what I mean? And the thing is, the place is just crawling mosquitoes. They don't kill anything.
Well, most of them are
CIA
agents.
Yeah. Not in my temple.
Mm-hmm.
Our Buddhist in temples. Do Buddhists go to temples?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I think they
That's
do.
Where I remember.
There's a temple in Hamtramck.
There's one in Madison or Warren. Okay. Like right on 13 or 12 in Warren. I don't know how old it is. But there should be one in Hamtramck. Dude, that place is fucking... That is the world in fucking... It's a little tiny chunk of earth.
I remember I was, because it was on my path to school, and I remember somebody like fucked with something like on their porch or something like that, and one of them came out in like their fucking like robes.
Yeah.
With a fucking staff.
Stick? Yeah, daddy. Those boys will fuck you up. Dude, like...
A
Shaolin monk?
Like a fucking Donatello staff.
Yeah, dude.
Just ready to fucking go.
That dude will... tune you up, dude. Four or five kids. Like, yeah. Four or five kids are getting
there. Oh, yeah. He was going to just, like, Tai Chi us. Like, just fucking.
It was just the stick he uses to, like, lock his sliding door.
So he's not raped by the older man.
By the older monks. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Did I tell you guys about the Catholic or Jesuit monks? They're up in the UP making jelly.
No.
Yeah, dude. They'd get snowed in every year, but they'd make all these different preserves, and they'd get snowed in every year. And my ma took us up there. It's in the Porcupine Mountains, which is, I think, the highest elevation. There's like 4,000 feet or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we went up in there, followed the path, and went to this place, and they made jam, and they all have these huge beards. We only saw one of them. He goes, well, the rest of the fellas are up in the house right now. And I remember leaving that place, even as a little boy, and be like, all these dudes are just up here in the winter fucking all alone. You know, just fucking pulling each other's beards, face fucking each other.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
But my jam, mom, I remember my mom saying, she goes, I think that guy eats a lot. I remember not being little, and she goes, I think that guy eats a lot of funny mushrooms. He was goofy as fuck, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was, but she was like, just being funny.
They're like the, it sounds like that altruist camp in GTA. Well, I don't know if you guys ever played GTA.
I don't play, never played GTA.
No, I don't
remember.
Like,
I've never owned a GTA game.
There's this camp, like, in GTA 5, there's a camp, like, up in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a bunch of old dudes, mm-hmm. and they're just, like weird prepper ass guys.
Yeah.
And you can hop over the fence. There's like a mission with them, but like before that mission you can hop over the fence, mm-hmm. and like go in,
mm-hmm.
and they're all just like naked walking around and just like full cock and balls.
Full cock and balls.
I was just like walking around with my camera phone, mm-hmm. just taking pictures.
Virtual pictures of virtual NPCs.
Horniness is a real.
Do they is it like in Red Dead, if it's cold out, do the balls go up closer?
No, GTA 5 wasn't as
you know, true. Yeah, dude. The horses.
Yeah, the horses.
The horses' balls get, and when you're in the winter, the horses' balls get closer.
Yeah, if you have male horses, I feel like are very rare though in Red Dead.
Yeah, it's always.
I feel like you don't get always, a lot of males. I feel like I've never had a male horse.
Well, do you use the Arabian a lot?
Yeah.
There's only one. I think there's only one male Arabian.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are female.
Is it the black
one? I think it's the black one.
Yeah, I've never had the black one.
You buy it in Saint Denis.
Yeah, I've never had that one. I've only had the three. The white, or two. The white and the one that's got like the weird coloring.
Like the gray one?
No, it's got like that, like, it's like that brownish red with like the spattering.
The, it's like the rose. They call it rose something.
Yeah, you get it. You get it like up by the Watipi tribe.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that's probably my favorite.
Yeah, I like that. I like the white one though. The white one is the white one's classic.
Because it's the fucking first one too. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the first one you know about.
I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? Is that a horse?
Yeah. Yeah, like, what the fuck's that horse doing up here in the Arctic?
Yeah, I was like, is that a horse? Fuck, there's a moose right next to it. Shit.
I know. And then the things too, across the way, there ends up being a bison.
Yeah.
There's a bison over there.
Well, there's also a legendary bear. There's a legendary bison right there.
Is that the legendary bison? Yeah.
And but there's also a grizzly over there.
There's a grizzly over there too. Yeah, dude. I love fucking, I never get. Where are you at? Have you looked at your Red Dead in a while?
I haven't played Red Dead in a long time.
I've been playing a lot, and I'm at $119,000. And it's got to be, what, like 1904, 1905 by now?
You've become, what's his face?
I'm basically a fucking Rockefeller.
The guy that they murder. Cromwell. Oh,
I've become what the fuck was Cromwell.
His name? Cromwell? Cromwell. Yeah, you are Cromwell now.
Yeah. Probably more.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, is I could probably just go over there and take over his oil operation now because no one ever seems to be there. It ain't like the place dried up.
Yeah.
No, that game's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're storyboarding the new one.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told.
Well, I mean, they're basically done with GTA 6.
Yeah.
And so the next thing that they're definitely going to work on is fucking Red Dead 3.
Are you sure? I thought you said there was another game that they were working on before that.
No, they were working on some, like, spy game, but they abandoned it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just fucking dry hump that Red Dead cash cow for the end till the end of time?
Well, that's what they
it was the biggest selling game in history for a while.
Yeah,
and that changes all. Did you see that?
GTA 6 is gonna blow it up. Yeah,
I don't doubt it. I might even get that. I guess.
I mean, it's gonna be fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
The thing about like Red Dead and GTA 5 or Red Dead 2 and GTA 5. Red Dead 2 is like way more advanced as far as like mechanics and graphics. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just shit that they do in Red Dead 2 that just doesn't, like, the hunting is kind of shitty. Like, the hunting in GTA 5 is maybe even worse than the hunting in the first Red Dead 1.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, they're bringing the hunting engine from Red Dead 2 into GTA 6.
That's exciting.
So like, I wonder hunting in GTA.
Huh?
Hunting what?
Animals.
Yeah, there's going to be, like, is it going to be open world?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always open world.
I mean, is it going to be like bigger? Is it going to be like the biggest map ever?
Yeah, it's easily the biggest map ever. Yeah. From what I hear.
Are you watching videos on it too?
Yeah. Yeah. And from what I hear is like people. Well, okay. People are speculating that it's going to be. Obviously, it's going to be Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's going to also kind of bump up into Georgia a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Georgia feel
little. Where is Atlanta? Is Atlanta in the center of Georgia?
Yeah. Atlanta's upper. Like right in the middle.
And Savannah's in the south, right?
Savannah's in the south. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard Savannah's fucking dope. No, or Alice went there for a fucking spring break a couple years ago, and she said it was awesome.
Yeah.
They went to that bananas, the Savannah bananas game, because apparently the girl that she went with, her aunt works for the bananas, and she was on the field and shit. And all those dudes are on fucking ESPN.
Yeah.
Those guys. I mean, they sell out. They just sold out fucking USL the cell. I don't know what they call. I don't know what they call fucking the one the White Sox playing anymore. It used to be U.S. Cellular. I don't think it's called that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because U.S. Cellular.
I heard they're just following Kill Tony's tour. They're just going.
But
wherever.
Dude, they're doing a lot better than Kill Tony because they're selling out fucking 45,000.
You know they wanted me on
stadiums.
There for a while, right?
They what?
My shtick, right? When I was going to be on the Savannah Bananas.
No, I didn't know that.
They thought it was maybe not appropriate for kids.
Why? What were you going to do?
My bat.
Was going to be a phallus?
It was going to be my hard dick.
You're going to be using your hard dick.
I was going to try to use my dick.
Yeah.
And it was going to be painful and kind of inappropriate, but I thought it would be funny. It was like more of a bunt scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you think...
A bunting out in Savannah Bananas.
Like, now, do you think it was because it would have been inappropriate, or do you think it's because...
Don't you say my dick's too small.
They knew you would never get on base.
He said it without saying it. That's that's why he's Mike One.
Mm-hmm.
He said it without saying. He speaks in metaphors.
Yeah.
Very clever. Yeah. Very clever.
I'm an artist.
Called my dick small without saying it.
Yeah. I didn't think of it as that.
That's exactly what he said, John. You're naive. You're naive.
You're naive.
You always see the best in people. I know exactly what he meant by that. I have a friend that got offered to do the Savannah Bananas, but he's not giving it up yet. He's not giving up the dream quite yet. He's playing in the Jimmy John's League.
Batting with his
dick. Is he?
Yeah.
Is that semi-pro or is that minors?
He's embarrassed to play in it. So
is he? Well, he was in the majors, right?
Yeah, he was. He was in the...
Did he go to the show?
Yeah, baby. He played for the Pirates, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He walked in there and was like, I'm a... And you know what his walkout song was? It was Ghost Town by Kanye.
I don't know what that song is.
It's a good song. You'd love it.
It's him and Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi, Ghost Town Part 2, I think. Actually,
was he, how long was he in the pros? Did he have a full season?
He did really well a bunch of times. I think like 6 times. Fucked up real bad one time. Mm-hmm. And now he never gets it again.
Another shot.
His entire life since I've known him was working towards this.
Mm-hmm.
And we went golfing the other day. And I was like, dude, I feel you, man.
How
I'm in the same boat. I won the Mark Ridley's comedy competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Went to LA.
We both made it to the show.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Exactly, dude.
We've both seen the heights.
We made it to the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a way, he is doing the Mark Ridley's of baseball in Michigan.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That, I mean, that the Jimmy John's field is the Mark Ridley's comedy.
Do you have
castle.
Any idea what those guys get paid?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Hardly anything.
But some.
He was playing
gas
in Mexico
money.
For quite a while.
Mexico's got a little bit of money.
But now he's...
Is he thinking about going to Korea or Japan or anything like that?
I don't think so.
No? They got good food over there, I heard.
He told me he broke a few people's bats his last outing, and he was pitching like 94.
Yeah, that's fucking solid.
And he was talking like, I'm going to buy them some bats and all that. And I was like, what
the
fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they're probably paying for their own bats.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, I know what they make, and I actually know them.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm like, so what is it? What was it? Irresponsible
he
for you to pitch
94? Yeah, 94, though, that seems like at 94, he must have like consistency issues.
What do you mean?
Like
if he's throwing 94, like if
that's
he's throwing...
Hot.
Yeah, that's hot as fuck. That's
but
small.
You have to hit the strike zone, though.
Against major league hit. The thing is, too, major league hitters are so much different.
And you're saying that a broken bat is the pitcher's fault?
No. We're saying, he's saying pitching
he's
94 miles
it seems
per
like
hour,
he should have a shot at the show.
Shouldn't he be in the majors?
Exactly, yeah. I don't know what the issue is,
I remember
man.
I
think it's impossible.
We played a kid in the districts. I wasn't even on varsity yet. This was like my sophomore year. But like... our varsity team played this kid in districts that was pitching 84 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that and being like,
yeah. Yeah. I saw 92 in high school. I saw 92 in high school and it was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I couldn't touch it. I think I did walk me once though. I swung it like 4 or 5 pitches. I was just like,
Yeah, no, I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't on the team. I wasn't on varsity. I was on JV, but I went to, like, the district game, and I was just, like, in the stands watching, and just, like, how fast that fucking ball was getting in there. Yeah. I was just like, what the fuck?
If you go to, like, just sit in left field by the bullpen and watch those dudes warm up, like, the sound it makes when it hits the fucking catcher's mitt is like a whip cracking. It's just, it's fucking, I'm like, that is smoke.
They say men are visual. I like sound.
You like the sound.
I like a sound of a girl sucking a penis. I like the sound. Well, not
like that kind of thing.
Well, no.
What sound is
because I was looking you in the eye while you pulled your cheek apart from your teeth.
You know, you know how they have that porn where, like, they have guys go to the glory hole and it starts off a woman, but then they, like, do the switcheroo.
I've never seen that. I know it's
like
a thing.
So it's like a guy that finishes them off and they quote unquote don't know.
Yeah.
Nick has the same thing, but with ASMR of, like, it's just like the it's just a black screen and you just hear the dick sucking sound.
And it's a dude on
the other side. And then, like, right before he comes, the screen comes back up and it's just like guy sucking another guy's dick.
It's you. Or you're just looking at him. Oh, bitch.
It's a POV. It's me looking at the camera.
With Nick trying to get out.
I'd still do the podcast, but I'd be really, really upset.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'd be really upset about that.
Rightly so.
Feels like right. a violation. So, I don't know.
It is. It is a violation. But it's also, hey, that's life.
You know how they say, think about baseball when you don't want to come?
Yeah. That makes you want to come.
Think about your grandpa?
Yeah.
You ever try to think about your grandpa playing baseball?
To not, I would
come right away.
Yeah, I know. My concern is, I feel like if I started thinking about my
two negatives cancel each other out.
Yes, I've been looking for a tag for that for like 5 years. Dude. Thank you. Oh man,
two negatives. It's like multiplying negative one by negative one.
Mm-hmm. I think that if I were to think of my grandpa and baseball or together, I'd just lose my erection. I don't think I'd fucking be able to keep fucking. I'm also an old man.
Once you got an erection, it's really hard for you to think of anything else.
Then besides,
I don't know you like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you and I'm thinking about your dick and I'm thinking you are the type that once it's hard, there's really no going back.
Yeah, there's
I mean, there's only coming.
No, unless you say stop. Or no, or don't.
Well, that does it. That does it for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless but if they said, like, no, your grandpa would have stopped, you'd be like,
your grandpa.
Confused.
Yeah.
Because it's past tense word stop.
I remember my wife and I can't remember who else was with her, saw a picture of my grandfather when he was probably my age, 45.
Sexy.
And he was a pretty god. And he'd been fishing for fucking like 4 days in the UP or Canada. And he had half a beard. You know what I mean? And she was like, oh my God, who's that? And I was like, that's my grandpa. That's Junior. And she was like, that was your grandpa. And I go, yeah. She goes, how tall was he? And I was like, I don't know, like 6'2 or something like that. And she was like, Jesus Christ. Jeez. And I was like, okay, fucking easy. Fucking pump
Can
the brakes.
Can you airdrop that to me?
Yeah. And I was like, fucking chill. But, and the thing is, I don't think I look like him at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think
all
I
of like our grandpas were hotter than us.
Because that's not true.
They didn't know what hot was.
No, but they were nowhere near my grandparent. Well, I had one grandpa that might be as talented as I am, but another one that I would have fucking killed on stage. I would have murdered fucking Murder City. Any one of those guys tried to open for me, I'd bury him.
They would open for you, but you would bury
them. Yeah, they'd be completely forgettable. They wouldn't be like, who was that opened? I don't know.
You'd bury them from behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of your motto.
I guess you're right. I should go in front of them, huh? I'll go in front of them then. Is that what it should be? God, good call, buddy.
Having a panic attack a little bit.
I know. I don't blame you.
We're gonna revolutionize comedy with that. Like how
bearing from behind.
It used to be just feature headliner, and then they added the host.
Yep.
We're gonna flip the order. We're gonna go headliner first.
Yeah.
Feature in the middle, and then the host is gonna go last.
Yeah. And let's see if we can keep people in the crowd.
Yeah. That would work though. It would. If the headliner's good, people are gonna be in such a good mood that the feature and the
are gonna kill.
At least the feature would kill
mm-hmm.
more than they should.
Mm-hmm. Well, the host has to be there to open the whole thing anyway. So you, I think you'd have to have like a
no.
A guest set at the end or something
backwards.
Like that.
He said backwards.
No, backwards.
But the host comes out at the end and the beginning.
But that's the point.
No, yeah.
But wouldn't they still have to come out of the, because they
it's backwards. So it would be the headliner comes out first,
mm-hmm.
and then he brings out the host, and then the host brings up the feature.
Oh, wait, no, I don't agree with this.
I'm no, I think you'd backwards. Have to have, what I would like to see is the host to come out first and be like, thank you all very much, have a great night, make sure you tip your waitress, and then goes back on the stage that the headliner comes out.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little gag
I'm
in the beginning.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, she's only out there, he or she's only, see, I went girl. I went girl host on that. She's only out there for fucking...
Sure, give the woman the
she just 2 minutes up front.
Give the woman the worst. Give the woman the worst.
No, she's got to close with 10 minutes. She's got to close with 10 minutes, dude.
I'm thinking more of a card girl, like boxer.
I think you guys are. No one's staying for that.
You never know.
Especially if it's like, especially if it's like a famous headliner.
Yeah,
like because everybody's there just for the headliner.
Right.
Once they go, they're leaving.
Yeah, but hey, it's a novel idea.
But if they say I might come back. If mm-hmm. they start doing shitty,
mm-hmm.
and then it's a challenge.
Oh, yeah,
if dude. If they're really eating shit and you guys really don't like them, I'll be waiting.
Well, but then they're going to like purposely not laugh.
Yeah, but then it won't be fair. It's got to be fair.
It's got to be fair.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's how life is. Life's fair.
Yeah. And audiences.
It's showbiz, baby.
I think life's pretty fair.
Not fair.
And audiences are going to care about
it. Do you think life's fair, Alex?
Yeah, all those people in Gaza are thinking life's fucking hyper fair right now.
I think it's pretty fair for them. And square.
I'm willing to listen.
Dare
to
I an say argument. And square?
Yeah, I will. I'll listen to an argument, but I don't think it's going to be. I'm a pretty tough sell on this.
You don't know about what's going on in Gaza, dude. You don't pay attention.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, you kind of don't need to.
Yeah.
You just hear enough people that you trust.
I just watch all my friends' fucking reels.
Kind of the same.
Every girl I know is real. That's all I have to watch.
Yeah. Well, enough about genocide. Let's talk about fisting.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know.
It's been a while since we had fisting on the fucking call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's...
But see, it didn't come up organically.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
We don't just do it.
I can't talk about it.
I just wanted to bother John for half a second.
Well, no, it's got to come up organically. That's the only way I can talk about it. It's like how I do impressions. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just do an impression. Yeah. It has to, like, hit me in the moment.
It has to hit him.
It's got to come in organically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can do an impression if it just like hits me mm-hmm. on the spot.
You should do an impression of a guy getting fisted for the first time.
You're making me force it.
He can't do it. Okay. Like he did a Woody Harrelson one time where I was just like, "What the fuck?"
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
a rare one.
One time, I did Luke Skywalker, mm-hmm. and I kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
And now Keith is always
talked
like,
about it.
Do the Luke Skywalker like anytime.
I'm not inspired.
I'm like, I can't.
I'm
just
not inspired.
Do it.
Yeah. What were we watching? We were watching White Men Can't Jump, and there's a Woody Harrelson part, and he just fucking nailed it. And I was like, God damn, that guy's fucking talented. Then bam, within I'd say 2 minutes, he did a perfect Wesley Snipes.
Really?
A perfect Wesley Snipes.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that Mad TV sketch? Did you guys see that Mad TV sketch when Keegan is like at home with his wife, getting ready to go to some like work award mm-hmm. thing, and he's like doing Bill Cosby like perfectly with
mm-hmm.
his wife,
mm-hmm.
and then he goes to the award thing, and some white guy goes up on stage mm-hmm. and starts trying to do Bill Cosby, and mm-hmm. it's like awful, and he's just like getting really mad in the audience, and then he finally just like yells out, he's like. He yells at like he's not even doing it right or whatever, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, well we'd like to see you try it."
And he goes up.
So he goes up, and then like because he's got like the pressure of the moment on him, he's even worse than that guy.
I remember when Keegan-Michael Key was doing fucking like funniest pet videos, on like the Animal Planet.
Oh yeah,
right. Dude, that was like one of his first gigs apparently, and he sold the shit out of it.
Yeah,
I remember watching it with my kids. It was a kid's show, you know. I remember watching it with my kids, and I was just like, I know this dude's from fucking South. He went to Shrine apparently.
Shrine. I didn't know what school.
Yeah,
he went
to Shrine. And
Shrine's like a Nazi school. Like,
is it
like legit?
Well, yeah, dude. That dude who started it. The Shrine of the Little Flowers.
Yeah. No, I mean it. Like, it legitimately was a Nazi school.
Yeah, because the guy, the Catholic priest, used to do that ran. That's called Shrine Church, right? Isn't the church called the Shrine of
the
Little Flower?
Yeah, the church is Shrine.
And then the place is called Royal Oak Shrine, the high school, the school, the Catholic school. And he used to do a radio broadcast during, like, prior to World War I, just praising Hitler. Like, hyper pro-Hitler, pro-Nazi, pro-like, and the Jews are the fucking problem.
Yeah, and that...
And he was the most syndicated radio show in the country at the time.
Well, and they used the fucking church to pass out like propaganda, mm-hmm. like anti-Jew propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my the town that I'm in right now was a sundown town. Also, yeah. Like you couldn't be black in Royal Oak after sundown.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it was like I was like
I'm picturing like the crucifix in the church that's mm-hmm. like swastika shaped and Jesus's angles are broken and shit. Yeah, he's like doing like an Egyptian type of
it's
walk.
It's like what's that? What's
it looks the, like a hieroglyph.
What's the logo? It's like one of those fucking 90s like candy or something. It looks like the Surge logo.
Oh, I don't know.
It was just like a guy that was all like weird like that.
Oh yes, yes, yes. You know with the hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Jesus crucifix sometimes just looks like that flute. Logo. Yes, yeah. I can't remember what that
art
was.
Fair guy.
Like I can see the logo in my head. I just don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was colored similarly to the Surge logo.
Just bendy Jesus up there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I like the idea of a. Jesus doing like the Bengals walk like Egyptian thing.
Yeah, yeah. For truly I say unto you, this is for a dope ass dance. Yeah.
Look at this dance move. Yeah. For truly I say unto you, I shall break it down.
I want to start a church mm-hmm. and do like AI Jesus, mm-hmm. but AI Jesus has like the cat from the Paula Abdul video.
Yeah, the cool cartoon cat. Yeah, dude. Wants the cat that smokes cigarettes. Yeah, dude, I like that cat. That's crazy. I think that's the last cat that smoked a cigarette in a video.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that's the last cat that smoked a cigarette
that's
in a video.
That's going to be the church I start.
Yeah, can't do anything anymore.
Yeah, we're going to have AI Jesus.
Hell yeah.
We're going to use AI to recreate his voice.
Dude, I remember, you remember when you'd watch a fucking live video and the guitar player singer would have a cigarette in his fucking guitar neck and the string just kind of smoking off the end of his guitar?
Pretty cool.
Fucking pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Piano players can have an ashtray on their fucking piano if they want. Yeah. You know, that's pretty cool. But to have it fucking hanging on, and then the guy grabs it and fucking takes a drag, puts it back. Ooh, cool as fuck, dude.
I was never a cool guy with the cigarette, dude.
I was a cool guy. I used to sing. I'd sing songs with a cigarette in my hand every once in a while.
In your hand, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't really do drags during the show. I'd lose whole cigarettes.
Try putting it in your mouth and playing guitar.
Oh.
And it's like, it's just in your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in your right eye. You're going to smoke your eye out.
Smoke your eye out. You got to throw that motherfucker at a hard angle over here so it fucking...
This Albanian kid that lived down the street from me, he would smoke on his front porch, mm-hmm. and his parents didn't know he smoked. But he knew this trick. He knew how to get it stuck on the tip of his tongue,
mm-hmm.
the cigarette. Mm-hmm. And when they would come out, he was... Oh, and bring it into his
Holy
mouth.
Shit.
And he would just hold it in his mouth until they left. And as soon as they left, he would just...
I bet you that's something only Albanians can do.
That made me gag.
Yeah, dude. I bet you that's like an old you shouldn't learn to do that before you're fucking legally allowed to smoke.
Well, it's because they're lizard tongues.
But dude, I've seen that kind of trick before, but it's always been like a fucking 75-year-old man that's been smoking for 50
years. He was like 14. Jesus
Christ. But he was like a chameleon, just like mm-hmm. sucking back in his tongue.
Yep. Well, I mean, obviously it was somehow he made some suction with the filter on the tip mm-hmm. of his tongue and mm-hmm. it got stuck to the tip of his tongue and he would just like roll his tongue into his mouth.
And he would keep the cherry in the back of his throat.
Yeah. Instead of
just
flicking
kind of sit there and smoke.
Because if he flicked it, there'd be a little bit of smoke popping up somewhere.
Yeah.
So he just swallowed it like a fucking animal. Like a lizard.
But he wouldn't swallow it. He'd pop it back out after he was done. He'd hold it in his mouth.
No, it wasn't lit though.
No, it was. Yeah. It was still lit.
Dude, old dudes. I've seen old dudes do the trick. This guy just knew it at 14.
What?
Yeah.
Let them out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what if they ask him something? Fucking biggest candle light.
They would come out and they would be like talking to him. He was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know what I like about my son? He always listens.
Yeah, yeah. He's quiet. Good boy. He's good a good boy. Boy.
You gotta get him some cologne, though. He's got a funny smell.
I remember I was like 19 and my dad found a girl lost a pack of cigarettes in my car. And my dad came in and I was smoking at the time, but he thought these were my cigarettes. But they weren't. I was like, I wouldn't have a full pack underneath my seat.
Yeah.
I'd fucking, them motherfuckers get smoked. And he came in and he had like fucking 6 cigarettes in his mouth and he starts fucking handing out cigarettes to everybody. And I was just like, oh, those are fucking Alicia cigarettes. I don't know what the fuck. I don't give a fuck what you're handing
out. He was trying to like make a lesson.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing. You're going to smoke these?
Yeah. And I was like, and so I finally was just like, those aren't mine. And he was like, oh, aren't they? I was like, I wouldn't smoke Marlboro Ultra Light 100s. I go, that's a fucking girl cigarette. And he was like, And he was kind of looking at me, and he was just like, well, what do you want to do with them? I was like, I don't give a fuck what you do with them. Pitch them if you want. And he was just like, he fucking grabs them all back, puts them back in the pack, throws them at me. And I was like, damn, that's the first time I like got one on my dad. I was like, it's a fucking girl, sir. I wouldn't smoke Marlboro Ultralight 100s. What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
well, all right.
I think later he was like, what do you smoke? And I was like, I fucking barely even smoke. I smoke Camel fucking exclusively all the time. Every fucking hour of every day.
I was never a cigarette smoker.
Did you chew ever?
No, I never really did tobacco. I think...
Well, I tell you what, people who have parents that smoked generally don't smoke.
Well, I straight up... Why I think I never started smoking is because my mom told me this story about when I was a baby and I was crawling around. We didn't have a coffee table, mm-hmm. and they left a pack of cigarettes on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they went into the kitchen to do some shit. And then all of a sudden, like, I just started, like, crying.
Mm-hmm.
And they came running out to see what happened. And I was, like, eating a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just kind of subconsciously stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I...
You heard it here, folks. Yeah. Feed your baby cigarettes
All it takes is a cigarette.
You just got to...
Dude, that would make you sick, too. I mean, there's a lot of shit in a cigarette. That'd make you dizzy as shit.
Yeah, 1,000%.
You probably tasted fucking...
I was probably
terrible,
like,
dude.
I probably had like baby diarrhea shits for a while. Mm-hmm.
Probably. I'd have fucking pulled what was left of that cigarette out of your mouth and tried to re-roll a new cigarette.
You had a coffee after and started a business.
All of a sudden, I started coming up with good ideas.
Yeah, it was strange. Mm-hmm. I started listening to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
J apostrophe Rogan.
Joe Rogan podcast. I only ever listen to his UFO stuff or his, has like ancient history type shit.
I don't
shit.
Listen to him anymore at all.
I don't want to talk about him. I got a lemon head right here. I don't need
it. You don't need
another
lemon head, you know what
I
mean?
I don't like how this lemon head looks orange to me. I feel deceived in this room with the lighting.
It's just the light, bro.
Does anybody else feel
it's refraction with the prism?
Aren't what they are?
It's the refraction from the prism, bro. It's nothing you can
do. I can
do
take
about
a
it.
Filter, but when I'm looking out my eyes in real life, I like colors to be.
You should take that
like a filter.
You should think about it and just grab it up and take it outside and look it in the real light, yellow light.
I'm not a hater.
You are hating hard.
I go to Zap Zone.
Oh, okay.
I like a blue light.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't mind Zap Zone.
I don't because it always shows my putt. Yeah, it shows like my detergent and cum stains all over my shirt.
You come all over your shirt,
all over your face,
all over my shirt and face.
Yeah, yeah. His face is just covered in a splatter.
Covered in goo. I usually do my cum walk at Zap Zone.
He looks like Papa Shango.
What the fuck is Papa Shango?
You don't know Papa Shango? No. He was a wrestler from like the fucking 90s.
No, did he always have shit on his face?
He was a voodoo guy.
Oh.
So he always had his face painted like a skull.
Oh, I'm picturing his face as like the Nickelodeon logo.
Yeah.
Like you know,
the slime, but it's all cum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cute. No, I usually just have it over like on my shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a little bit on my face. If it was a
just like the tip of your beard,
mostly my beard,
the beard hair.
Yeah, I think I'm starting the beard again because I've been too lazy to shave it.
I kind of want to shave mine.
You need to shave it, and you need to grow it.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think this is a face you hide, though. That's my biggest thing. Like Alex is a face to hide. You know what I mean? Like my face isn't a face to hide.
I think that's a pretty mean thing.
I didn't mean that as mean. Mean's like when all the people that call him rotten.
He looks pretty upset.
I don't think that's fucking cool at all.
And he's not the type to say anything, but he looks pretty upset now.
Don't talk over me. Okay.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Ever do that.
All right. I'm
don't
sorry.
Ever do that again.
He
look. I know you are. He looks a little like. See, you made me lose my fucking train of thought.
It was me that made it.
You're such a jerk face, dude.
I just think it was mean to my friend.
No. Oh yeah. No. It's everyone else that calls him rotten mouth. I'm always the one defending him when they call him rotten mouth. And he knows he has a better face for a beard. You know what I mean? Like it's like how someone has like a face for radio.
Yeah.
I have a face for, you know, just some chin
it just,
action.
It just itches a lot, and I'm kind of tired of it.
Mm-hmm. I can dig it.
And it, like, the skin keeps drying out, too.
Well, it ain't gonna get any better in winter.
I know.
You
when I
keep the oils on the skin, dog.
Like, when I'm, like, with, especially, like, with this hoodie, because it's, like, light-colored, I don't realize how much, like, beard druff is coming down.
Oh.
And then at some point in the day, I just kind of, like, I'll like hit my chest or something. It's just like
poof. A big poo, fucking dry ass, gross dust. Ugh. I was watching. I can't remember what I was watching on. It might have been Alien Earth when they said they walked into a place and all the dust is human skin. Like most dust is like human skin, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross, dude.
I'm all caught up.
Are you?
Yeah.
Fucking excellent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you dig it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. What do you think? Have you watched episode 4 yet?
slacked a little bit.
He's mad that episode 4 didn't explain enough.
Mm.
Like I when I got done with episode 4, I was like, "Oh, that's not gonna be enough explanation."
Yeah,
for Nick.
Yeah, no, not
you
not
didn't think enough. That.
I did. I 1,000.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Because you said it before I watched
that to
it.
You in confidence.
You said it before I watched that episode, so yeah. It was in my mind. And then when I watched the episode, I was like, "That's not gonna be enough explanation for Nick."
Yeah, there's only 5 episodes though, right?
I don't know.
Or is there 8?
No, I think there's 8 because
I hope there's fucking 8.
I think Tuesday. I don't think there's an episode this week.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think there's an episode this week, and then I think there's like 4 more after.
Oh, they want football traffic.
Yeah.
They're like, same reason there's no NFL this
week. Well, I think it's also the holiday.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's why I'm like, that's why the NFL doesn't start this weekend.
Yeah.
South Park isn't on schedule anymore.
Yeah.
They're not on schedule anymore. What is this bullshit?
Yeah.
South Park makes you think it's supposed to be every week.
Yeah.
Now they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to have a new documentary.
I thought South Park was every other week.
Never was.
No, it never was. It was always every week during the season.
6 days there.
Yeah. 6 days, yeah. That was like the name of the documentary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Excuse me, that was my fault.
And now they're fucking getting all laissez-faire about it. And everybody has to be online like, oh, Trump's fucking with them. He's making sure they can't make his penis small.
That was such a fucking pressure. That was an iconic episode.
I loved it more than anything in the world. Did you watch... the other two?
No, I haven't watched South Park at all.
You even watched the Trump one?
I just saw that clip. I didn't watch the episode. But
everybody who listens to this podcast is like, when was Alex? Because we've done this 3 episodes in a row. They're going to be like, when is Alex going to fucking watch it? Everybody's emailing us. Mm-hmm.
I've been catching emails left.
We'd like to have a nice 3-person conversation about it. But one guy can't find a pin.
Yeah.
I mean, I can talk about it.
No, you can't.
No, you can't, dude. Can. Watch it.
No, I don't have to watch it.
You're not Spider-Man. Yeah. Watch South Park.
No, I don't have to watch it.
We're not having a conversation without you watching
it. I don't have to watch it. I can talk about it without watching it.
Just because you know the characters doesn't mean you can talk about the
episode. No, I can 1,000% talk about the episode without seeing it.
Yeah, if we have to explain it.
You won't have to explain anything. I'll understand the whole thing.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't, dude.
AI.
Try me.
No.
He's got Spark Notes on new episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you guys will be talking about ChatGPT with a friend. When ChatGPT listen to this conversation.
Am I hitting out of the wrong side here? Because this is fucking not blowing vapor
it's not great. You also got to turn it on.
What?
You got some? That's what you get for saying Tool's a better band than System of a Down.
Tool is a better band than System of a Down. They have an exponentially better
catalog.
Yeah, if
you like white jazz.
No, dude, it's not white jazz. It's fucking progressive melodic metal, dude.
It's background elevator white person music.
No, it's not, dude.
If you are a little cool.
Could you imagine going into an elevator and hearing 46 and 2 by Tool? I would fucking rage
in the
elevator.
Is that the time signature the song's in? Because they suck.
No.
it's 4 on the floor, baby.
It's an
AC/DC.
AC/DC can suck my dick.
Give me a beat. Give me something I can follow. Fuck all this.
You know what AC/DC stands for? Anti-China dick collectors.
What?
Yeah, dude, that's all they do. They're anti-Chinese dick collectors.
I knew dick collectors, but
I do all my beats in a 1/1 time signature.
I've never even heard it. There's no other. It's just one.
It's just 1/1, yeah.
It's just a solid noise.
One beat, one bar.
Oh, I guess it would be. It'd just be. Or. Sorry, I can't really go
over
that.
Doing
that
Odyssey thing.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna get an opportunity. But fucking Alex had to do his fucking attitude problem, attitude adjustment.
Your UFO shit is bullshit. We're never gonna find anybody. They're gonna find us, maybe.
I think they've been here.
I don't think so.
I think there's been communication. I think all of it.
How? How? What?
What do you mean how?
I haven't seen it.
I don't know, man. The more I listen to these fucking weirdos talk about it, the less I'm believing it.
This book, what's interesting about this book is how dry it is.
And it's
that's why I'm a little like interested in it.
And I'm not saying like I don't believe that. I don't believe that there is other life. I just think I just think it's impossible for us to like reach each other.
I got him. I finally got
him. I mean
him.
from a distance perspective.
Yeah.
But the way
technology perspective, I don't think anybody has the technology to travel.
But
like
the thing
that.
Is the way that they are discussing this with gravity propulsion. Gravity propulsion means that you can essentially escape space-time.
Yeah, I mean, which I get it. Yeah. But I don't think anybody can do that.
But there's this, they've seen, they've just laid out so much stuff that shows that they can relocate in an instant. They can, you know, it's just interesting. I'm not saying there isn't.
I think you're a bird guy.
I'm a bird guy. I like things to fly, guy.
And what I say? Sometimes.
And what sucks about it is I hate to fly, but I like things to fly.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not a big guy. I don't like flying.
Honestly, you know what?
I do it, but
you know what? I'm more.
I'm
a
fucking grown up.
You know what? I'm more on board with than the aliens from another planet thing.
What
is that? These are either time travelers and they're us from the future, or we're talking about like different dimensions.
See, that's
very possible. The thing is, I'm trying to find out both of those and every other layer possible. Mm-hmm. Like what these things could be, might not be.
Those two things seem more plausible to me.
Those seem like the most plausible aliens
from another planet.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think they're ghosts.
Could be ghosts as well.
I think that as soon as you become a ghost on Earth, you go to another planet and get to start it over. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how do I make copper? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know how to make an iPhone.
Yeah.
You just dying factory resets you?
Yeah. Like, that would be a pretty cool heaven. You die, and you go to you get a new planet, and you got, like, 60 girls and, like, 20 dudes.
Yeah.
15, three other friends.
Yeah, like, four or five other
guys.
That
sounds like it sucks to me.
Flip it.
Flip it, yeah.
Well, it'll be
for you. But it's a factory reset. We don't know if you get your reset straight or gay.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
Whatever, it's what it's going to be to whatever you are.
Well, when you reset an iPhone, it's still an iPhone.
That's valid. But the thing is, I hope my reset gets me on the gay side, dude. That'd be fucking dope. You guys have an exponentially better time than us. Don't even act like it's not a fucking factual fucking statement.
I've never thought of us as iPhones. You kind of just gave me the chills a little bit there.
Think about it from that perspective. This is all a simulation, and we are in a matrix.
Yeah.
And this is something where we're literally just being harvested for souls.
We're just Sims.
Yeah. We're just soul carriers, dude. We're envelopes.
And right now our player, they went to sleep.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're building XP for
them overnight. And it's benevolent. Yeah. And it's completely benevolent. We're on our own.
Yeah.
Yeah, our God is behind a keyboard.
Whoever's in charge of it right now is listening and like, oh, fuck, they're almost onto it. But then it's like, and then I bring up, but the Lions are doing good. And he's like, oh, they're okay, thank good God.
Fucking thank God.
Thank God he distracted
us. All of a sudden, we start smelling smoke. Like, what the fuck? And he starts talking about the Lions, the smoke goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I know that this is not a simulation is because like when I play The Sims, what I do is I have one of the Sims go into like a small room and then I immediately like wall off the door so that they can't get out of the room. Mm-hmm. And then I put like five ovens in there and I turn all of the ovens on and then I just like bake them.
Mm-hmm. What does the Sim look like?
Really red by the end of it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, by the end of it.
The type of Sim that you would put into this oven room.
It doesn't matter, whichever one.
Okay, it has nothing to do with like.
They usually have like a black coat on with matching pants.
What do their sideburns look like?
I mean they're like not
longer, like, kind of a little longer.
Yeah, on the ish. On the long side.
Okay.
Any markings like tattoos?
Mm-hmm. No, they wouldn't have tattoos.
No, never tattoos.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Phew.
Barcodes.
I thought he was killing Jews in The Sims.
QR codes. QR codes. It's 20th century, dude. We won't put numbers on it. QR codes.
You know what happened? I went to the cemetery today.
Word?
Yeah. Couldn't find anybody I wanted.
No.
Nope.
Nobody.
I've been trying to get laid dude, at the cemetery. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of emotion in a cemetery.
A lot of emotion.
The thing is, too, emotion can stay a place where it's had. So you could have someone that was just there horny as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might walk through that aura.
You told me about how you got laid in that cemetery in the 70s.
Yeah. Whatever. Love at a funeral is what I... It's a
But you hung around the cemetery. It's going to be the
title of my biography.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you like old Chaldean ladies, Holy Sepulchre Cemetery in Southfield. I'm telling you, moist pussies.
Some wet-ass Chaldean pussy in that cemetery, dude.
I mean, I hate to say I did it over a grave, but I did.
Would you fuck in a graveyard?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're also deviant as fuck. Like, you have a very deviant...
You'd fuck in a graveyard.
I'm not saying a lifestyle, per se, but I'd fuck at the edge of a graveyard, the woods.
You'd look on, like, Zillow to see the property line?
No, I'd have nothing. You can't look at cemetery. You're talking about Google Maps, stupid. You can't look at fucking cemeteries on
Zillow. There's two websites you
can
look at to find somebody in a cemetery. Also, I couldn't find my grandpa today. It was his birthday.
Italia, you couldn't find him?
Couldn't find him.
Where the fuck? It was his birthday today?
I was really angry.
Oh, dude, did you think about maybe like asking somebody that's close to you?
I was so angry, dude.
You couldn't even make a phone call.
Did you think about calling your mom, maybe?
Where her father, asking her where her father's buried? I bet you she knows.
I know exactly.
A good family member would know.
It's in between Kanja and Najor and Nassar. And I just was back and forth. It was a nice day. I was smiley for about a good 15 minutes.
You couldn't find him.
And then the smile started to dissipate.
Yeah. And you start walking a little bit faster.
I got really angry in my head before I left.
Like, were you more angry with yourself for being a bad grandson? Because it's not like they moved it.
No, because I've been there a good enough times.
Yeah, you've been there enough to know where it's at.
And I never can find it.
So this was all self-hate. Oh, you could never find it.
I can never find it.
Oh, I've never you've found never it found it before.
So,
oh, okay.
So wait, here's my... Are you sure you're at the right cemetery?
Mm-hmm. When they buried him, I was at the wrong guy's thing.
Oh,
so
shit.
So you see how my head can kind of get mixed
you
up.
I think you might have... Remember how you used to pawn his necklace and then get it back for him?
Yeah. I got it right here.
Oh,
was it? Well, not for him. It's my financial mood ring.
Well, it's funny because I went to like my grandpa's grave today. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like still kind of like far away, but I could see like through like the fields. And there was like a guy walking around very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, he looks kind of mad. But he left by the time I got over there, so I couldn't see who it was.
Wow,
that's weird.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing like a hoodie and a Pistons hat.
Fuck.
I went to visit Nick's grandpa's grave today, and dude, I've known where that fucking place is at, and about 600-700 yards away from me, this guy stomping around, and he was all fucking fired up and pissed. And I was gonna holler at him, but I was like, "This is a fucking sacred place. I'm not gonna scream."
You went for his birthday. That's so nice. I'm not even.
No, upset. I just go every Sunday.
You guys didn't know that was.
And then I realized when I got there and I saw on the tablet, I was like, "Jesus Christ!"
You go every Sunday.
It's Ito's birthday.
You know, Grandpa Ito. I thought about going into the mausoleum to go see Florence Bignaglio and Louis Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
But Louis was a relative of mine. I was six when I first.
Is that the father of Eddie?
No. He was a retarded boy. He was a retarded boy.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of the Merlots ever heard this podcast, I wanted to let you know that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Louis was a retarded boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice retarded boy or mean retarded boy?
No, very nice.
Very nice
the
boy.
The sweetest. And he seemed like he was there, you know? And my mom warned me on the way. We only saw him on Easter, the Italian side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
The retarded side of the family.
Mm-hmm. Well,
my mom had a retarded side of the family.
Well,
oh, she was half Italian?
Don't call the whole side of the family that.
Polish.
Because, I don't think if one of them is retarded, I don't think.
My mom's cousin got his head run over by a car, so he got all retarded.
I'm going to get a retarded son for this.
Oh, dude.
I know that.
I think I can feel it. I have a
special needs kid. Or even worse, a retarded daughter.
I used to say all that shit.
Oh, my God.
I think that's why God made me gay, to protect me from a retarded child.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have
You should smite him by adopting a child with Downs.
Just as you said that, your dog started barking.
I know. All retarded and shit.
Dude, you got two retarded gay dogs, dude.
Two gay retarded dogs.
They watch you guys having gay sex, and they don't know much about evolution, but I know that they didn't evolve to watch that too often.
Mm-hmm. Dude, dogs don't have any perspective on that.
They're just turned on.
Like the smelly butthole guys.
Our girl dog constantly tries to fuck our boy dog.
Hell yeah,
they're
so confused.
She's a trans.
No idea what's going on. She's trans.
Yeah, she's a trans dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I have a they them dog.
Mm-hmm. She presents very
a non-binary dog.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about?
Alex's cocaine problem.
Can't you tell that I'm on cocaine right now with all the energy that I've been coming with all episode?
You are jittery, usually.
You are a little jittery.
I get jittery.
That's restless.
I'm having a panic attack this entire podcast right now because of all the coke I can smell from your nostrils.
Mm-hmm. I know. It gives me like anxiety. Like I feel like I have a hangover.
Yeah.
Anxiety. I saw that the other day and I was like, oh dude, I'm gonna use that. And I get to use it now because of all the fucking Colombian fairy dust flying out of your fucking face and beard smacking me in the mouth.
Well, that's beard druff.
It's beard druff. Your beard druff is actually just pure Colombian fucking cocaine.
Fairy dust.
Just fish flake, fucking just scaly ass.
Well,
it tastes like gas.
Who do you think pays for this house?
The cartel.
My beard cocaine.
Your beard cocaine. Oh my god, dude, shaking out eight balls, just whole fucking rocks. Wow,
like, that's a superhero. Mm-hmm. That's a good superhero.
Yeah, if I had a superpower, it would probably be pooping cocaine.
I think I'd like to pooping.
Poop. Yeah, I think
I think it would be better to shake it at your beard.
Yeah, it'd be way better, but I don't have a beard like that. I have a beard. Well, no, would you say our beards are comparable?
Probably. I mean, people don't realize.
I think you have a thick beard, don't you?
Oh yeah, I mean, if me and Alex really wanted to go at it, it would. I'd have to not see anybody for about a year.
Why?
That's what makes a beard grow is loneliness.
I think people like give up on their beards too soon.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't think you're wrong.
I think you sound like a guy who's got a beard that you just admitted you're ready to shave.
No, because I never thought I could do this. Mm-hmm. And then I just said, fuck it one time, and I just, like, let it go.
Dude, I saw a picture when you were, like, 14 or 15, and you had a full-ass mustache. You had a full-on mustache at, like, 15.
No, it was, like, peach fuzz back then.
My fucking son Jack is going to be a hairy fucking guy, dude. That's good, man. His beard is coming in.
Girls,
like,
are going to love it. His chest.
He's not going to be interested in chicks, dude. Every time a girl comes around, he gets so goddamn nervous.
He starts talking
funny. He, like, gets away. No, he doesn't like dudes either. He doesn't like strangers.
He does. He's going to like girls, though. You think he's straight?
I think he is straight. Because he saw the ballet, and he goes, what did he say to my fucking,
my penis feels.
No. He goes, this feels,
Well, do you think he's ace?
What's that?
Asexual?
No. Ace. I think he likes chicks. He's ace.
Well, that doesn't mean that you don't like, you know.
Oh, yeah, it just means
you don't fuck.
You're not a horny piece of shit like the rest of us. I hope he's not. I hope he gets the opportunity to fuck someday.
It's not that. It's different from an incel, because an incel wants to fuck, but can't.
Yes, yes, yes.
An asexual doesn't want to fuck.
I think there's going to be a special role, because the kid's got a dick on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both the boys are fucking doing good.
That's your closer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how I get them laid. And I'll tell you, top shelf on this front, too. Kid's got a dick on him. You'll enjoy it. Because I'll be right there the whole time. I'll be negotiating his rate.
John will be in the cuck chair. We're at an hour.
Jesus Christ. Why don't we do two? Let's do two tonight. I got a lot to say.
I got a shit.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
He can't fuck at your house because you got too much going on. You got a daughter there. Dude, she's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now. So what the thing is, too, is
it's hard to fuck at your house.
Yeah. He has to get past my bedroom. I have to be.
And you got a good fuck detector.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried. Remember that one time I tried to fuck?
Mm-hmm. You were I know that. I don't know. You know what? I don't know if there's been sex had at my place. I don't think there has been, aside from me, 2.5 years ago.
And happy birthday. Mm-hmm. I forgot to say that
Thank you. Thank you. For my 41st birthday.
Half birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a... I'm fucking due. I know that. I'm fucking due. I got a show in the end of September. I don't think I have anything before that besides just doing mics to work on some new shit. What do you guys got going on? What are you doing, Alex?
Oh, shit.
I'm doing a lot. I'm going to be all over the place.
Tell me about it.
I'm trying. Better fucking no, I'm not doing a lot. November 14th, I will be at Black Circle Brewing in Indianapolis. September 14th. September 19th, I'll be at Founders Brewery.
Oh, they're doing shit over at Founders?
Yeah, in Grand Rapids. And then the week after that, I believe that's when I'll be in Omaha. And then October, I think. God damn, I keep forgetting to put these dates in my phone. First weekend of October, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for Midwest Queer Comedy Festival.
I told you to give me a spot on that.
Mm-hmm. And then the weekend before Halloween weekend, I'll be in Minneapolis for 10,000 laughs.
Hell yeah, dude. You're fucking about to be busy as shit.
Well, I mean, those are like weeks apart from each other.
I know, but still, it's fucking...
I got Labor Day on the 1st. I'm going to go up to Wisconsin on the 13th to visit my cousin Amy. And and then I got the Motor City Comedy Festival the 17th through the 21st. I'll be there the 19th or 20th, maybe something else. And then the 23rd, I got the Gauntlet in Ann Arbor. And then 25th, I'll be starring on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Mm.
And Alex won't.
Mm-hmm. That tracks.
Wait, I think that was 1R.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
No. The in it says staring at the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, oh you'll be staring at the Jimmy Fallon. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I couldn't get tickets.
Yeah.
I couldn't get actual technical tickets.
Yeah.
But I know a spot on a roof nearby. That's where fucking you can nice, kind of get a little peek.
It's like with Comerica Park.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a Pepsi porch.
I know the blind. What do they call it? The pickle porch? I know the guy who installed the blinds at the Jimmy Fallon show.
Okay.
And technically, if you have the same remote, I do it all the time. I replace people's mm-hmm. blind remotes all the time. Mm-hmm. I could hack into people's fucking.
Without question.
Especially, it's all app yeah, shit now, dude.
It's all app shit.
You think that I can't mess with Wayne Gretzky's blinds in his house right now?
Pickles.
Pickles.